I will bring to the White House an unshakable commitment to Israel's security. That starts with ensuring Israel's qualitative military advantage.
The Zodiac boats came around 3 o'clock in the morning, circling the ship, and we could see that there were armed soldiers on board. When they started to near the ship, the captain turned sharply to the west and started to move even away from both Gaza and Israeli water to pull further into international waters. The men had all stopped to pray. The rafts came even closer, and they started to throw hooks up overboard to attempt to crawl up from the rafts onto the ship and board the ship. The volunteers who were around the deck, on the fourth deck, you would just take the hooks over and then just drop them back onto the ships. Nobody was hurt in the process. It was simply a sort of self-defense mechanism to just drop those hooks back onto the ship, onto the rafts below, and not allow them to crawl up onto the ship. Again, with no negotiation. We had no idea what they were trying to do. There was already firing taking place. There was firing from the rafts. There were sound bombs that were going off. There were tear gas canisters that were being thrown on board. There was plastic or rubber-coated bullets that had been shot all the way around the ship to the fourth and the fifth deck. And at some point, very quickly, they made the transition into live ammunition. So there was live ammunition being shot onto deck and at the volunteers, even prior to commando soldiers being dropped onto the ship. The insinuation or the suggestion in the media that the commandos came on board and at that point they responded to force with force is absolutely untrue. Absolutely untrue. We already had 1 to 2 casualties before the commandos came on deck. Those were casualties, not just injured people. Immediately they went onto the loudspeakers we did in our ship and made announcements in Hebrew, in Arabic, and in English, and in Turkish, you know, explaining to the soldiers that they needed to stop firing, stop using violence against us. We would not use violence against them, that we had injured people on board, that we had people who were dead and people who were in need of, like, immediate medical attention, to please stop firing. They made that announcement for an hour and a half straight, with no response from the Israelis, who continued to use force, continued to use violence, continued to shoot. A helicopter came back and actually dropped down the ropes to allow soldiers and commandos to come on board. I could see around the edge and watch them drop down. I was taking pictures of the helicopter, you know, dropping these soldiers, these commando soldiers down, and they came down firing as well. And they came down as soon as they would drop, the men on board would simply seek to grab the weapons and disarm them, you know, and point them away from the people who they were trying to shoot at and actually throw the weapons overboard. A cameraman about 2 meters away from me was shot twice. I ran over to him. I left my camera sitting on the deck. I jumped over to him, and there was just a profuse amount of blood on the ground, and he was just, you know, wailing in pain and had no idea what had actually hit him. And he was speaking only in Turkish and asked me, you know, like basically like what's happening, what's happening. As soon as we tourniqueted his arm, myself and another brother carried him downstairs. And as we went downstairs, I looked over to the side of the ship around on the fifth deck, and I could see, you know, the Israeli soldiers were just showering. They were just shooting in every different direction. And by this time, there were probably at least visibly half a dozen commandos on deck, you know, and then the men were just running all over the place, you know, and pulling wounded out of the way. And I watched people drop. When I went downstairs, that was the first time that I actually saw like what type of carnage had occurred in that half an hour. on the third deck, in sort of the lobby area, right before you entered into the cabin space, was where the most critically injured were being treated, mainly because there was such mayhem inside the medical area and the booths that this was the only space to, like, you know, sort of lay out and take care of people. So you were literally stepping over bodies as you moved around in that lobby area. I treated several of them just trying to get the blood to stop, you know, just to get them to stop bleeding so profusely, because we had no medical equipment on board that would actually be sufficient to take care of these injuries. We were so underprepared in terms of, like, the medical equipment that we actually had to go into the medical equipment we were taking to Gaza and use some of that medical equipment on our own injured. There were two or three severely wounded brothers who they were desperately trying to keep alive. One of them had been shot through the one side of his head, and upon impact had fallen back. And I thought he'd also been shot in the back of the head, but I think someone later told me that no, he'd actually fallen back with the force of the impact and been punctured on the other side by something on deck. And his head wound was just unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. We were going through towels and towels and towels of blood, and this in the middle of people jumping over us and running in every which direction, because there were two more lying over on the left-hand side, and, you know, nearly 50 more in the other room. One of the men who had been murdered was brought down at that point and laid at my feet. And he was, you know, completely pale, and his lips were starting to turn sort of bluish, and his eyes were still open. And I recall, you know, being not frightened by any means, but just not knowing how to take care of the situation, not knowing how, do I close his eyes, do I not close his eyes, is he really dead, you know, is he really, you know, at my feet, you know, and I'm literally, I dropped down to my knees and I started to try to close his eyes, and it hadn't registered to me yet that, like, there were actually casualties on board, that people were actually dying due to these injuries. I mean, we just looked at each other like, what just happened? You know, this is not a movie. You know, this is us. This was absolutely a full-scale military exercise and assault upon a ship that they knew was filled with unarmed, civilian, humanitarian aid workers. What the Zionist regime did to us was not only, you know, humiliate us and try to make us question whether we had done the right thing or whether we should have done this at all, but murdered, you know, our brothers, wounded critically, you know, dozens and dozens of others, changed everybody's life aboard those ships. And I'm not discounting at all the experience of the people who were on the smaller ships, who were very violently boarded, mistreated, disrespected, you know, assaulted. This is something that I think Israel is not just sending a clear message that we don't want you back and we don't want you to run another convoy, but this is an intensely strategic way of keeping anybody out of Gaza to see that over the past year and a half since the massacre, and especially since the siege began, that the society and the economy and the people and the livelihoods of the people there are in such a poor state that Israel does not want anybody else to see it, and they need to maintain that power and that control over this entire area to not allow for change to happen. And this convoy challenged that.
This is for Palestine, the Mawla, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for the answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine, long live Gaza. Palestine, the Mawla, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for the answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine.
While we listen to tunes made by ignorant fools, Israel blocked the UN from delivering food. They bring in the troops and you won't even glimpse at the news. They make money off the product.